Former UC police officer Ray Tensing will stand trial again on murder and voluntary manslaughter charges. The county prosecutor announced the retrial decision Tuesday. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters is standing by the original charges against Ray Tensing for the shooting death of Sam DeBose.
It's my belief that Sam DeBose was murdered. Period.
There is, however, one thing he wants done differently. He'll ask for a change of venue because he believes outside influences seeped into the jury room.
They were afraid of their identities. And I think it went both ways. I don't think they were worried about protesters out in front of the courthouse. I don't know that at all. I just know that they did not want to be identified, and they were scared to death of it, to the point where they wouldn't leave the jury room.
During a news conference announcing his decision, Dieters would not say what new strategies he might employ during a retrial. He did pledge to work harder for a conviction.
I fault myself and, I mean, the two assistants I tried the case with were fantastic. We just need to do a better job.
Tensing's attorney, Stu Matthews, says he expected Dieters' decision.
I am not surprised a bit. I fully anticipated that that was what the decision would be.
And have you spoken to your client? What is his reaction?
I have spoken with Ray Tensing. He is disappointed, but also not surprised.
Matthews requested a change of venue for the first trial, but it was denied. He hasn't decided how he feels about one the second time around.
I'm not going to say that I am going to join in it, and I'm not going to say that I'm going to oppose it. But I think probably we will come down on the side of asking to remain here in Hamilton County, because when we asked for the change of venue, we were told that we would try to pick a jury before that was ruled upon, and once we were successful in picking a jury, there was no need for a change of venue, and I think we would probably come to the same result this time if we try to pick a jury here.
Several members of the DeBose family say they're happy to hear Dieters will seek a retrial on the same charges. Sam DeBose's sister, Tarina Allen, says a mistrial isn't a decision, and her family still wants justice. She says they're willing to travel wherever they have to.
It would be nice if it could stay here, but ultimately we need the outcome, and I trust Dieters' judgment that we need the outcome to be a conviction.
The Black Lawyers Association of Cincinnati was less pleased with the announcement. President Donyetta Bailey says the organization is happy about the retrial decision, but not the change of venue request.
I feel like it's a mistake to move the venue. It's unfair to the community. We have a personal stake in this case. The shooting happened here. Ray Tensing, the judges, the jury, the prosecutor's office, they should all be accountable to their community, which is Hamilton County.
Dieters says he'd like to see a retrial in Columbus or Cleveland, but there's no guarantee that could happen. He'd also like to retry the case by the spring. The next court date is set for Monday. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.